Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Mem Tes 349. This is the last mitzvah in Parshas Bahar. This is the 24th mitzvah. Been on Bahar for a couple of months now, since before the summer, but this is the 24th mitzvah in Parshas Bahar, a separate Isser De'oraisa, as we'll see, that has halacha l'maisa ramifications, unlike most of the mitzvahs that we have discussed here in Parshas Bahar. Says the Torah, all the way at the end of Parshas Bahar, after discussing all the halachas of Avadim that we've already gone through, Eved Kenani, Eved Ivri, the Torah goes into the last mitzvah that we discussed, making sure that if there is a non-Jew that has a fellow Jew as an Eved, one has to make sure to redeem him and get him out of that environment as quickly as possible. And the Torah ends off, Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avadim, because one has to remember that we are servants of God. Avadai heim, asher otzisi osam eretz Mitzrayim. We are God's servants, that He took us out of Egypt. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then He adds, now the Torah adds, Lo sa'asu lochem elilim ufesu l'matzeva l'asokim lochem. That's Avodah Zarah. This is not counted here because we've already discussed that in terms of creating Avodah Zarah. We had that back in the Aseret HaDibros in Yisro. The Even Maskis lo sitnu ba'artzachem. A stone Even Maskis, a stone floor, some type of stone structure. Lo sitnu ba'artzachem, you shall not put in your lands, lehishtachavos aleha, to bow down on it. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am Hashem your God. And then the parsha ends off, which if we have time we'll get to, Shapsose Tishmo Mikdashi Tiro Ani Hashem. Today's Isser is Even Maskis. What's Even Maskis? Says the Say Chazal, Rashi quotes it, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes it, bowing down even to Hashem on a stone floor, spread out, Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's an Isser D'Oraisa outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo nishtachaveh al Even Maskis. We are not allowed to bow down on a Even Maskis. Even Maskis is a stone floor with beautiful engravings and beautiful pictures. Afilu l'shem baruchu. Even if there's a gorgeous mosaic somewhere, and I'm the mutadavin, and I go down on my all fours, and I'm davening ne'ilov Yom Kippur. It's an Issa D'Oraisa. Issa D'Oraisa, if I'm not in the base of Mikdash, as we'll see. Shenema, Even Maskis, Lo Sidnu, Bartzachem, Lishtachavos Aleha. That is what we do. Even Maskis, Tikra, Even Mitsuyeres. Even Maskis means even a colorful Even. V'chein Avnei Guzis, Megoros B'megera, Bechal Isser Even Maskis. Even a yun stone that is cut with a saw is included in the Isser of Even Maskis. Umisharshi HaMitzvah continues the Sefer HaChinuch. What is the Shorish? What are the reasons behind this mitzvah? So we have two reasons given. He quotes the Rambam and then he quotes his own reason. Number one, Misharshi HaMitzvah because of our Rambam, Zechorna Levracha. The Rambam, as the Rambam says by many of the Isurim in the Torah, probably this reason is the most common reason the Rambam gives, is Shehu Lefisha Yo'osin Kein Avodah Zarah. This is how they used to worship in the Avodah Zarah temples. That's what we're not allowed to worship like that. The Rambam says this by many of the Isurim, including giving a carbon with honey and with chametz, because that's what they used to work. That's how they used to worship. Many of the mitzvahs relate to Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, "Sheyasimu avanim mitziyaros b'malacha na'eh lifnei atzelem." They used to put beautiful floors in front of their idols, and they used to worship on those floors. V'hayu mishtachvim aleh lefanav. And therefore, said the Rambam, if they do that, we are not allowed to do it. Right? Relating to the Isser we spoke about months ago, connecting, but this is more serious because this is relating to their Avodah Zarah. And then the Chinuch adds, Ve'efshar lomar gamkein, and I think there's another reason, Sha'atam emneshe nireh kimishtachave le'even atzma, because it gives the appearance that you're bowing down to the floor itself. You have this gorgeous floor, and you're bowing down to it. So it gives you the appearance that you're bowing down to the stones. Maris Ayin. So it's Maris Ayin on a Da'oraisa level. Acher Shechinua Vitziyarua Vihina'e. After they made it a beautiful floor, Yesh Makom L'chshad. There's Makom for Chshad, there's Makom for people to think that I might be violating Avodah Zarah. If this is the case, the Menachas Chinuch even discusses in Os Aleph, if it's an issue of Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah, it might even be Yahari Val Yavar. Might even have to give your life for it, right? Because we know Yahari Val Yavar is not just actual the big three, Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichas Damim, but even Abizrayu, even branches of the big three might be Yahari Val Yavar. So the Minchas Chinuch and Os Aleph suggests that according to the Sefer HaChinuch that it's based on Chshad, so it could be that I'm not allowed to do this even Yahari Val Yavar. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses what happens if I drop some money in front of Avodah Zarah. How am I allowed to pick it up? So the Gemara discusses, you're not allowed to just go down. It's Marathayin. Maybe I could like go backwards and kick it with my foot away from the Avodah Zarah, but it could be that Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah is also Yaharik Val Yavar. So the Menchas Chinuch says it could be that, according to the Chinuch, Evan Maskis, this Isser, even though it's just an Isser Lav, when it's not Chayiv Misa for it, but maybe if it's in public under the right circumstances, so then it would be an Isser Daraisa with Yaharik Val Yavar. That could be, that's the Menchas Chinuch's extension. Continuing. He says the chinuch, aval hamishtacha ve'al gabi begadim na'im. If this is the svara, a beautiful floor, people might think I'm bowing down, so maybe on a beautiful tapestry of a carpet or a garment also should be aser. Says the chinuch, no, that's not aser. Ein sham makom l'chshad. Why? Shehabeged davrshu kalabim heira. Begadim, they get worn out over time. Garments. People aren't going to think that the garment is a god, because they get worn out. But if we think about the days of old, what did people worship? They worshiped stone images. Okay, trees also, but that's still attached to the ground. It's not something that's separate, like a garment. V'lo yaseno birya eloko. People wouldn't make a garment his creator or a god. Aval ha'even shu davar kayam v'yesh lo sar b'shamayim. But a stone, which is something that lasts forever, and there is, it even has a sar b'shamayim. There's the god of the stones, k'mo shamar zechon l'vracha, or at least not a god of the thrones, a sar, a malach. So, as the Gemara says in Chulin, Yipo ben Achshad, Vatora Tarchi Ka'adam Harbe, Milasos Davar, Sheyachshad Bo. And that's why, because of this issue of Chshad, that's why this is Asa. So the Rambam says it's what they used to do, so I'm not allowed to do it even in private. I'm not allowed to worship Hashem in the same way that they worship their gods. Number two, says the Chinuch, based on Chshad. Va'od, and then he has a third point, connected to the second point, Shlo Yikashlu Acharav. Not only people will think that you're doing something wrong, but they will be led astray after you. What is the Chinuch referring to? Ramosha Feinstein in Etshuva elaborates on this beautifully. Ramosha in Etshuva in Arachayim Chelek Beisim in Mem discusses a case. Im mutter li kanis lehis palel b'cheder shebebinyin beis haknesa shemisnagin shalok kedin. Are you allowed to daven? Let's say there is a building, there is a, I'll call it a temple, whatever it is where they don't act properly there. Let's say there's a shul without a mechitza. Are you allowed to rent space or go into that building using a different room to daven? Are you allowed to have a minyan kehilchasa in a building where you walk into the main door? People might think you're going into the main shul to daven in a place shalom kehilchasa. You're allowed to go in there. So Ramosha has other tshuvas. What about a church? Are you allowed to rent space in a church? Ramosha discusses in terms of Marisayin. So maybe that's less of Marisayin, because people are going to think you're going to worship in the church. But as a Jew, in another shul, so maybe it's even worse. So Ramosha in that shuva discusses that he thinks it is a problem. It is a problem. But Eino Mefursim Zela Rabim Shisha Makom Kashalus Palo Aser Zebabarer. If people don't know there's another minion in town in that room, for sure it's Mamash Aser. He says, he says, umistaver, and he says, maybe it's a serious issue here, even more than a church. Why? Because Moshe says there are two issues. There's something called Marasayin, and there's something called Chshad. For example, Moshe writes, the Gemara is in Maseches Shabbos that discuss lighting Chanukah candles. So we're going to have to put the Chanukah candles, Baker Adin, outside or at a window. The Gemara talks about, what if I have windows on opposite sides of my house? The north side and the south side of my house. So the Gemara says, Me'ikar Adin, you have to put a candle in both windows, on both sides of the house. Why? Because somebody might walk by one side of the house, they won't see a Chanukiah, they won't see a menorah, and there's going to be Chshad. And therefore you have to light on the other side too. What does Chshad mean? People are going to think, hey, there's no menorah. I thought you had to light a Chanukiah on Chanukah. I guess not. I guess there's no such mitzvah as Chanukiah. Nobody's going to think that. No, the issue of Chshad is not that people are going to be led astray. Chshad means I'm not allowed to do something that looks bad. I'm not allowed to do something that make people think that I'm doing something wrong. Separate from the misleading them element. Just putting myself in a situation where it's very difficult for them to be down l'kav schus. It's their mitzvah to be down l'kav schus. We discussed this years ago. The mitzvah in Parashat Mishpatim, B'tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Part of a mitzvah d'oraisa, at least, to be down l'kav schus, to give people the benefit of the doubt. So that's from their point of view. But from my point of view, I'm not allowed to do something that puts myself into a situation where people think I'm doing something wrong, separate from misleading them. That's chshad. That's what's going on by the Chanukiah. That's number one. The other issue that is more commonly discussed is Maris Ayin. If I do something, people might think, oh, I didn't know that's mutter. I walk into a restaurant. People might think, oh, I didn't know that's a kosher restaurant. So-and-so eats there. It must be, it's okay. That's more of a Maris Ayin issue. Sometimes it's not so clear. Ramosha says sometimes Rishonim interchange the principles, but in Chazal it is clear. But sometimes you're not sure. For example, the Gemara has a case where if somebody is walking in the rain on Shabbos and their clothing gets soaked, so the halacha is that when one gets home, one is not allowed to hang their soaking wet clothes in the place in the house where things are usually cleaned. In the laundry room. I'm not allowed to hang my wet clothes in the laundry room. Why? Because people might think I wash my clothes on Shabbos. People might think that. So pashtus, that's chshad. If I hang it on a doorknob, if I hang it on a back of a chair, that's no problem. Because there, then nobody's going to think that I washed it and put it on the chair. And if it's not soaking wet also, because only things that are soaking wet are washed. So there, pashtus, that's an example of chshad, not maris ayin. People are going to think, oh, I didn't know you were allowed to wash clothes on Shabbos. Pashtus not. Maybe people don't know every one of the malachas. Sometimes people aren't aware. Of every. Sometimes people get a stain on Shabbos. They start putting water on their shirt. It's mamish and it's a daraisa. So not everybody's aware of every malacha. But this is Rav Moshe's chilek and chilek beisim and mem related to chshad versus maris ayin. Shnei inyonim. Deheicha to amar mishum maris ha'ayin. Hu kedei shelo yilmadu mimenu lezalzal b'isarahu. They'll learn from you. Deheicha to amar b'bnei chshad. Hu ba'ofan she'in lochish yilmadu mimenu. They're not going to learn from you. Lezalzal b'isurim. Shemikal makom asur. B'bnei she'asur lo adam. You can't do something that people are going to think worse of you, even though it won't lead to a kilkel acherim. That's based on the pasuk. It's quoted in the Mishnah in Shkalim. V'isa nikiyam me'ashem umi Yisrael. Right, the Kohen, when he went in to take the Shkalim, he wasn't allowed to wear anything which had any pockets or cuffs. Because people might think that, you know, the Shkalim are missing a couple of coins. Oh, maybe it went out with his hem. It went out with his pocket. So you're not allowed to wear anything with a hem or a pocket going in. So Ramosha, relating to that, he says there's an Isra Chshad and an Isra Marasayin. That's what the Chinuch here says with the Va'od. Up until now, he's been talking about Chshad. And then he says, Va'od, Shlei Kosh L'Acharav, people might follow you. Good, let's continue. Midini HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Masha Amr Zacharim Lavracha. Chazal tell us. Shein Chiyav Malkos Bazeh Ela Bepishi Yadayim Veraglayim. This Isser of Evan Maskis is only totally stretched out on the floor. That's the Isser. If I just bow my head, or even if I just kneel, that's not the Isser de Oraisa. Shenimsa Kula Mutal Ala Evan. I'm totally on the rock, on the stone. Shekein Ba, Pirosha Mekubal. Shezui Ishtachavaya Amura B'Torah. That's Ishtachavaya, that's what's bowing down in the Torah. Aval Balo Pishi Yadayim V'Raglayim Ein Bo Malkus. If I don't totally stretch out, that's not the D'Araisa, that's the D'Rabbanan. Still, that's a D'Rabbanan to bow, if it's not in the context of Tefillah, but it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Aval Malkan Oso Kein Malkus Mardis. We get Malkus Mardis. Well, then Avodah Zarah Ein Chilek. If it's Mamash Avodah Zarah, it doesn't matter. If I accept an Avodah Zarah as a god, so Chas V'Shalom, so then even without stretching out. El Mishosh Yichvosh Adam Panah B'Karka Lofan Eriskal. Right, when I do anything, L'Shem the Avodah Zarah. But for this Isser of Evan Maskus, I totally believe in Hashem. This is nothing. I'm doing this for God, for Hashem. Still going to get Malkus if I stretch totally out. Continue. Umasha Amru. Shempires machtsalaos al ritzpas wabanavikiso son mutter lishachvos alayim. If I spread out mats on the floor, if I create a separation between the floor and me, then it's mutter. That is not a problem. Right? As we'll talk about in a second, this is what we do on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, when we bow down in shul, we go all the way down. How are we allowed to do that? Evan Maskus. The answer is that's why they give out the rugs and they give out the paper towels. Why? So that there is a hefsek between us and the floor. There's a very important hara, though, that people point out based on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, quotes this halacha of Evan Maskus, and he says, this is why people put mats in the shuls, haritzufos ba'avanim, which have stone floors, omine kashvetevin, lahavdil, to separate. What are the next words? Bein pineihem uveino avanim. between their face and the stones. Meaning, many times when we get the paper towels on Yom Kippur, we're like, oh, thanks. And we think it's like for our knees so our suit doesn't get dirty. So we put it between our knees and the floor. No! You could do that too. You don't want to get your suit dirty. But the ikur is to, it's a halakhic reason you take those paper towels, is between your face and the floor. That's the Rambam. Lahavdil bein pneyem uveinu avanim. That's the Yisra of Evan Maskus. To have a separation between the face and the stones. Vim lo matzadav ramavdil beinu uveinu Evan. And if you don't have a separating thing, then you can't bow down there. Holech lo'akam acher. You have to find a place without stones. Poskim say that if there is a shul that has wall-to-wall carpeting, that carpeting might be batel. I think from Rav Shechter, that carpet might be batel to the stone. That's not considered a separate hefsek, and then it's okay. It could be. It could be that it is. But yesh makom lahachmir in that case, because the whole point is having a separate hecker, a separate separation between the floor and the face, and if it's wall to wall, then it's not. That's why on Yom Kippur we give out those separations. Okay, let's continue. It says the Sefer HaChinuch also, the next important halacha, there's a major limit. As we said, this Isser is Evan Maskus Lo Sitnu. What does the Pasuk say? Be'artzachem, in your lands. So we learn out from there, only in your lands is it Usser. Umashamr Zachanam Lavracha. To Bechom Akam Ua Isser, Chutz Min HaMikdash. In the base of Mikdash is Mutter. That's what we used to do. When we heard the name of the Kohen, of Hashem Hashem coming out, Mipi Kohen Gadol, we used to bow down. Mamish on the floor. No Hefzik. Why? Because that's the only place in the world. Shemutter l'shachos Hashem alavan, and that's mutter. Shenemar losinu ba'artzachem. Ba'artzachem yatam mishtachavim. You're not allowed to do it on the floor in your lands. Aval atam mishtachavim al ho'avanim ha'mefutsalos ba'mikdash. Good. The Menchas Chinuch discusses what is called Beis HaMikdash for this halacha. Is it only in the Azara? What about on Har HaBayis? Right? How many Jews could fit into the Beis HaMikdash? Well, we know the Neis, that everybody fit into Yerushalayim, but the Menchas Chinuch discusses, he thinks it's only the Azara. Dafka me'ezras Yisrael b'fnim davi machna shchina avol chutz la'azara b'chol ha'rabayis. This is a nos gimel. Asur va'over mishum la'abzeh. Right, it's only ve'efshar akolu b'chol ha'beis ha'migdash. He has a suffix. How far out do you go? Okay, it's a suffix. We'll have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu b'ed Hashem, or we'll ask Eliyahu Navi when Mashiach comes. Tishbi yataritz when we need to. But says the Chinuch, if you this heter of bowing down in the Beis HaMikdash, you know what? It might be tali on the two different reasons that we gave. Vizeh inyan lefi adomim en adam shamarti. If you hold that the issue is like what I said, says the Chinuch, that the issue is one that people might think that I'm doing something to Avodah Zarah, there's no issue in the Beis HaMikdash. Nobody's doing Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki yach shedu b'nei adam ha'mish tacha v'shlo yasa avanim eloka u'mipnei shebeit bayis ha'kadosh nivchal avodas Hashem baruch hu. If somebody's already in the Beis HaMikdash, u'mefersam lakol ha'olam k'shemesh b'chati ha'shamayim. Beautiful lashon. It's clear to anyone, just like when the sun is in the middle of the sky, she'ein avod Hashem b'yolti l'Hashem levado, that nobody is serving anybody else in the Beis HaMikdash except for Hashem. Ein shem makom lechshad. So according to my reason, this heter makes sense. There's no worry of Mar Zion in the Beis HaMikdash. But he says, according to the Rambam, I don't know why this is mutter. He doesn't answer it. Aval im kitam haRambam, the Rambam says, why are we not allowed to do this? Because this is the way they worship in their temples, so why should it make a difference? Shula harchek avod azar, shayosun lakein, kol shagein jayi roi laharchek kol adomela, mimakam amakudash, shalol lefagel machsheves hamishtachav el Hashem bezachrosam. So according to the Rambam's reason, says the Chinuch, I don't understand why it's mutter in the base of Megdash. But I throw up my hands, the Rambam must have a reason. He says, the Rambam always has a reason. We don't understand it. The Chinuch couldn't understand it 600 years ago. So we can't understand it, but this is the halacha. Finishing up, this mitzvah applies always, even bizman hazeh. This is a mitzvah, lo saseh, that applies today. Bizchar and akevas, to men and women. For overall zeh, v'hishtachaveh alavanim. If somebody today bows down on all their whole body on a stone floor without any type of hefsik, loke, then one is chayev malchus in that case. The shomer mitzvah asherav ends off the chinuch. One who follows the mitzvahs is praiseworthy. Just to end off the Rama, where is Evan Maskus quoted in Shulchan Aruch? Where would it be quoted? So it's quoted in the Rama in Hilchos Tachanun. In Hilchos Tachanun, at the end of Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Rama says, V'chein, Aser l'chal adam lipol al panav b'pishi yadayim raglayim. How do we do tachanun? We go down on our arm. We go down on our arm. And we also, by the way, what's the issue of having, some people have long sleeve, they try to pull down their sleeve, a long sleeve, get a jacket. That's not to have a hefsek between your face and your arm. It's to have a hefsek between your face and the floor as an outgrowth of Evan Maskus. And that's why, if you don't have a sleeve, put your face over the table. Right? That's what you need the hefsek for. He says, but the iser da'oraisa is going down on all fours. Everything. Afiluim ain shem even maskis. One is not allowed to even do that without even maskis. Durabanan. You're not allowed to go down all the way on the floor. Aval im notek. If you're lit on the side, it's okay. Im ain shem even maskis. V'chein yasub yom kippur. K'shenofan apaneim im yatziu shem asavim. You put down grass or mats because you'll hafsik bein akarka. V'chein noagin. That's why in yom kippur we have a hafsik. The Mishnah Berurah here explains. Mishnah Berurah says, Akdim akdama kitsara. Let me explain. He says, the Torah says, even maskus losinu ba'artzachem. Even ishtachavaya lo shamayim. The kasva poskin. The isur da arises when you have two elements. Number one, you're totally down. Pishat yadayim v'raglayim. And number two, it's rispas avonim dafka. It's a totally stone floor, because that's what they used to use. But if you're missing one or the other, it's asa d'rabanan. If it's not a stone floor, but it's totally out on all fours, stats d'rabanan. And also, if it's totally, if it's not, if it's just a semi bending down, but it's on a stone floor, that's also asa d'rabanan. So he says, with that, he says, that's what we try to do. We try to stay away from both. Avalim tarti l'mal yusa. If it's not a full going down, and it's not a full rispas avanim l'gozer rabanim, and that's when it is, mutter. The other way to make it mutter is if there's a hefsek. That's what we do on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we create a hefsek between the floor and our faces, and therefore that's why it is mutter. Just one final point. There's no mitzvah related to the last pasuk in the parsha. There's a beautiful Rav Moshe, just to mention, the last pasuk in the parsha, which is the next pasuk, says that Shasosai Tishmaru Mikdashi Tiro Ani Hashem. Keep Shabbos and fear the Beis HaMikdash. Ask Rav Moshe, what's the connection? Why are these both in the same pasuk? Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash. What does one have to do with the other? Says Rav Moshe, there are many religions out there that only serve God and they think religion is only in their temples, in their religious institutions. Outside on the street, I can do whatever I want. God's only in the institutions, in the religious buildings. Outside, I can do whatever I want. Says the Torah, Shabsosei Tishmoru, or Mikdashi Tiro'u. Keep Shabbos, just like Shabbos is everywhere. Mikdashi Tiro'u. It doesn't just stay in the Mikdash. It doesn't just stay in the shul. Surah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Shabbos. It's like everywhere. We shouldn't be misled to think just because the base of Mikdash has a unique status, right, so then that's the only area where I have to worry about my Avodas Hashem. Obviously not. Shabsose Tishmoru precedes Mikdashi Tiro. Baruch Hashem, Hadron Aloch Parshas Bahar. Baruch Hashem, we finish off the 24 mitzvahs of Bahar. Baruch Hashem, next time we start off the last parsha, 12 more mitzvahs to Sefer Vayikra, which we have been doing for a number of years already. 12 more mitzvahs as we start off Parshas B'chukosai.